If you believe the numbers, and I'm not going to tell you whether you should or not, 378,000 people have died in America from COVID since Joe Biden took office. 378,000 Americans have died from COVID since Joe Biden took office, far more than died in 2020 or under the tutelage of the former president, Donald Trump. And I guess the takeaway from that and the fact that Joe Biden basically said we had declared independence from the virus back in July is that his approach to the pandemic has failed. Paris Denard is an RNC national spokesman. He joins me now. Paris, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
I look at all the talk and I see Joe Biden with his mandates and his edicts and so forth. And then I see him out in public and in closed rooms and not wearing a mask. I see a classroom full of school children and the only person unmasked is Jill Biden. I see a lot of you should do this and that and finger wagging, and they don't follow their own rules, and his plan just isn't working. Or am I missing something, Paris?
No, you're not missing anything. You're spot on. And I think that your observations are the observations of the American people who for over a year have been, for the most part, accepting and complying and dealing with all of the things that the government, this big government, has been telling us to do to, quote unquote, keep us safe. We were willing to shut down the economy, and we did that under President Trump when it came to slowing the spread. And then Joe Biden said that President Trump was all wrong, didn't know what he was doing, and said he had a plan. He said he had a secret plan to make everything better, said President Trump didn't have a plan. He said he had a plan, and he was going to eradicate this virus and get rid of us and put America back on track. But you know what? All the things that Joe Biden said were untrue. Because when you look at the facts, the data, the science, the reality of how he has handled this virus, it has gotten worse. The numbers, the over 300,000 that you pointed out, and that number is climbing, is worse than it was before when we didn't even have a vaccine, let alone three of them. A vaccine that came about because of Operation Warp Speed under President Trump, which the Biden team, Biden himself, just totally undermined it throughout the whole campaign.
Of course they
despite
did.
Despite the fact that he was vaccinated. So what we have is a failed president who does not know how to lead and who's suffering, the American people.
Well, Paris, let me ask you this. As the Omicron variant has now made the headlines and has made its way around the world, make no mistake, it's here. We haven't heard of our first case yet, but I clearly believe it's here. Who would not believe that it's here as fast as it's moved? But nobody knows that it's particularly dangerous. It might be quite contagious, but that doesn't make it deadly or dangerous. And I watched Joe Biden cancel transportation, travel plans, and flights out of Africa. I saw Joe Biden and other governments around the world panic.
Excuse me. That sounds racist.
Fair enough.
That sounds xenophobic.
Yeah, of course it does. Well, I just listened to Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki says, they never criticized travel bans. They only criticized Donald Trump. You know that's not true.
It's not true. And all your listeners can go to Twitter and pull up every single tweet that Joe Biden put out where he talked about how he called travel bans that President Trump did to keep us safe xenophobic. And actually named Africa bans Africa travel ban in a tweet talking about how wrong that was. And now we're supposed to just ignore what he said for President Trump and not apply it to what he's doing now. That goes to your earlier point about hypocrisy. That's the hypocrisy of this administration. It is they will throw stones at President Trump, but when it comes down to them doing the exact same thing or not doing even half as much, they want total no accountability and total a free pass. It doesn't work that way. And by the way, there's always going to be different variances. When it comes to the flu, the influenza, there's always a different variant. But the question is this, and your listeners should take particular note to this. When are they going to stop? When are they going to stop moving the goalposts? When are all the mandates and the restrictions and the power and the control that they want going to end? Because we know that we heard experts from the administration say that we should just learn to live. I think it was Fauci that we should have to live with COVID-19.
Yeah, I want to shift gears a little bit.
But under what conditions?
And I want to talk about those mandates. Paris Denard here with us from the RNC. I want to talk about those mandates because I've talked to a number of executives in small hospitals across America.
Yeah.
If these small hospitals are required to have their entire staff vaccinated or lose the 70% reimbursement they get from Medicare and Medicaid, it will bankrupt hundreds of small hospitals. I'm talking about 100 beds or less across America, because many of these smaller hospitals have vaccination rates that are less than 50%. So one of two things can happen. You can lose your reimbursement from Medicare and Medicaid, 70% of your income, or lose half of your staff, which, you know, 500 or 600 people cut in half. You can't function that way. You go bankrupt either way, and the rural health care in America is destroyed by the Biden administration. That's coming if these mandates happen. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, it's coming, and in many instances, it's already here. Our first defenders, first responders, whether it's the police force, fire departments, and many nurses, there's a shortage. It is a crisis. And if they continue to implement and put these mandates into place, I saw some Supreme Court, some local courts kind of block them or pause them for a minute. But if they are successful in these mandates, these unconstitutional and highly discriminatory mandates, there's no doubt that major sectors, major industries are going to suffer. And people are going to lose their jobs, and people are going to lose their lives because they're not able to serve as police, fire, and nursing and doctors.
Right. The American Trucking Association says if these requirements are put into place, they will lose another 200,000 drivers. We're 80,000 drivers short. The economy's already being negatively impacted. The supply chain's not working. You can't get a ship unloaded in Los Angeles. What used to take 3 days takes nine. Thank you, Joe Biden, for jumping into action. What took 3 days to unload a ship now takes nine. There's no place to put the cargo because there are no trucks to move the cargo. It'll put another 200,000 trucks on the sidelines if these mandates occur, further crippling the economy. The Republicans have to win next year. They have to.
On the issue of trucking, it's a major issue when it comes to supply chain, but it's just so ridiculous because most truck drivers that I see and know, like if you're in a yellow truck going down the road, they're by themselves in the truck. So the idea that they need to have these forced mandates to be isolated in by themselves is ridiculous. But also to your earlier point, Republicans must win. This is why we have to take back the House and the Senate. We have to continue the red wave. Republicans have to vote in all these elections and support our Republican candidates because we are in a crisis of epic proportions across the board. And Biden is not doing anything, doesn't have the capability to lead. And neither does Kamala Harris, neither does Buttigieg or anybody else in that cabinet. We've got to win the House and the Senate back in 2022.
Well, I hear they're going to appoint Kamala Harris to the United States Supreme Court and get a new vice president in so Joe Biden can get out of the way. We got about 30 seconds. Have some fun with that one. I'll give you the last word.
It doesn't matter what they do. There's still going to be a failed administration. So you can move around cabinet members all you want to, but it's at the end of the day, the policies are still horrible and they're hurting the American people. So good luck with that because their polls are going to tank even more. No amount of changes in the administration is going to change the fact that they have horrible policies that are hurting every single American top to bottom.
Paris Denard, always appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it, Paris Denard from the Republican National Committee. That is the plan, by the way, if you haven't heard it. Moving Kamala Harris, getting her to take an appointment to the United States Supreme Court. I don't think she could get through the United States Senate. I don't think all the Democrats, I don't think that, here comes Joe Manchin again. Do you really think he'd support that? Quick break, and then Craig Stiles is going to talk about your investing. We'll be right back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. hometown products and hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.